Yo, what up, Street Talks? Eric Kim. All right, so some turbo thoughts. So this turbo thought is based on liberty. So what does America want, and what is the apex American value? And I think it is liberty. Liberty as in having the freedom to do what you want to do or practice what you believe in without being persecuted for it. So I mean, if you think about the American forefathers, essentially the gist was they didn't like being fucked around with the British, and as a consequence were like, nah, fuck this, and then peaced out and came over to America in order to do our business. So that seems like it's effectively the root of America. Now, yo, what up? So right now I think like and now I think actually American values have kind of shifted. It's kind of more like akin to what I consider like, you know, British utilitarian desires, which is more of like hedonism, pleasure, comfort, softness, and flabbiness. Now, I mean, certainly everyone is allowed and should be allowed to pursue their own personal life values, but for me, I'm actually far more interested in, you know, philosophizing, making art, working out, exploring the depths and the heights of photography and so forth. And when people think about, you know, liberty, I think people tend to get a little bit confused. So I think freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of activity, it kind of gets a little bit colluded, a little bit like messy. And when everyone talks about freedom, I think we all think we're speaking the same language, but we actually isn't. So I think maybe we have to go back to the more kind of classic word, which is liberty. So what is liberty? So in Latin, liber, L-I-B-E-R, means free man. So in ancient Roman times, Greek times, Spartan times, you're either a free man or you're a slave. That was essentially the binary. And to be a free man didn't necessarily mean you're like uber rich. It just meant that you had the freedom to do what you wanted to do, to have the freedom to not do what you don't want to do. And you know, as much as people criticize America, I still think that, you know, based on my personal travels, out of all the countries in the world at the moment, America has the most personal liberty. You know, certainly not the best social system or whatever, but I don't think that is the apex value of American society. It's, you know, I think, and then, you know, each system has a price to pay, right? So even in the context of America, we believe in liberty above everything else, even with crime, injustice, cruelty, lack of social support. And once again, I think that's kind of the price we gotta pay, because certainly, you know, when you're optimizing for a certain value, let's say liberty, you know, you're gonna lose out on certain things like universal healthcare and stuff like that. Like for myself, you know, I would like to see a world where all colleges were free and universal healthcare in America, blah, blah, or even universal basic income. But I'm starting to realize that these kind of ideals are incongruent with American notions of nationalism. So for myself personally now, I think I'm less interested in those things. I'm more interested in personal liberty. Now, how does one exercise personal liberty in America or the rest of the world? So it does seem that a basic thing, right? Internet, right? So creating your own website, blog, you know, register on bluehost.com or 101.com, install wordpress.org, and you have an open source platform where you could openly say anything you want to do without censorship. Now, I'm starting to realize any quote-unquote free platform, sooner or later you're gonna get censored because let us consider, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Facebook owns Instagram, YouTube, Google, Google owns YouTube, all these platforms, you know, there's obviously things that aren't allowed, you're not allowed to upload pornography, nudity, whatever. And the reason that that's a way is that these platforms are optimized for advertising. So, you know, if you're on Facebook, which is supposed to be a family-friendly site, and then boom, you got like a bunch of porn on it, then obviously advertisers ain't gonna like it, so Facebook doesn't allow for that. And it's not necessarily because Facebook, Google, whatever, wants to restrict freedom of speech for the sake of it. And once again, it's a private company and corporation, ain't a government. So their goal is to match people with advertisers. They're essentially a middleman service. They're not like some sort of, I think people tend to think that they're an evil corporation. I would actually say that's perhaps a little bit oversimplified. I would say maybe a better assessment is actually, it's more of like, it's like a matchmaker service, right? It's just like a more effective advertising platform. And what do these companies and platforms want? They just want you to click on more ads and buy more stuff online. I mean, that's essentially the gist. And so when we think about, you know, freedom, you know, even our best friend Diogenes, the guy who lived in the barrel, the original cynic slash stoic, you know, when asked, what is the greatest human good? He said, freedom of speech. So to have the courage and the audacity to speak what's on your mind without fear of getting locked up in jail or killed is essentially what makes America great, in my opinion. Now, a lot of people throw around notions that, oh, you know, America, you know, y'all a bunch of fascists, or you guys are, you know, dictatorship or whatever. I actually don't think, well, first of all, I think that line of thinking is a little bit dangerous because that's actually not true. I think it's just like a little bit more misguided is that, you know, I could speak as much shit as I want about Trump, let's say, right? And I'm not afraid of CIA knocking on my door, you know, locking me up without anything, right? Whereas other countries, it could definitely happen. So, I think in today's world, in America, we have so much freedom of speech and expression, whatever, but most of us, I don't think really have exercised the fullest extent of it. And I don't think it's because we're stupid or lazy or anything bad like that. I think actually the bigger issue is we haven't been exposed to the right knowledge, information, or wisdom. And I think a lot of us still live in fear in terms of following traditional like Christian morality, and we're kind of held back by morals and ethics. And lately I've been studying more mathematics, geometry, physics, and it's a huge, you know, mental palate cleanser because I'm less, I think in terms of philosophical understandings, too much focus on the moral and ethical side of things, which has been essentially the history of philosophy ever since Socrates and so forth. It essentially gets in the way of knowledge and wisdom and philosophy and art, which to me is the apex, right? Like my ideal following the footsteps of Nietzsche is, you know, hybrid of artist philosopher. It's kind of a interesting notion. So I think when it comes to thinking about liberty, freedom of speech is apex.